This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bone, I'm not a math major, but I'm pretty sure the Ravens open the season 3 weeks from Thursday in Kansas City. So that's we are right around the corner, which makes it a perfect time to talk to Bucky Brooks from NFL Network. Bucky Brooks is an NFL Network analyst. He's also the host of the Move the Sticks podcast, along with Daniel Jeremiah, available wherever you listen to your podcast. And Bucky, thank you as always for joining us. We do appreciate your time. The Ravens a year ago were in the AFC Championship game. They were favored against the Chiefs, lose to the eventual champion Chiefs. Are you confident that the Ravens can be as good as they were a year ago entering this season?
Yeah, I mean, going in, everything looks good for the Baltimore Ravens. They bring Derrick Henry over. They have a running game that should offer, I would say, like a different dimension to their offensive attack with Derrick Henry coming downhill, kind of complementing what Lamar Jackson does. And then when you just look at what their defense has personnel-wise, they should be good. Now, there are questions because Zach Orr takes over the defense after Mike McDonald did such a great job. But the Ravens are always going to be in the conversation because they're always talented from top to bottom.
Bucky, if there's one big question that we have about this team heading into the year, it's on the offensive line where they're replacing three of five starters. It's going to be a very young group. I mean, four of their five projected starters are going to be on their rookie contracts. Any concern there?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think there's always concern when you kind of have to change out the offensive line. And because the way the preseason is, you don't get a lot of work in terms of physical work where they can gel. So it may take the first month of the season, the first half of the season for this unit to come together. You just hope that they're able to play well enough and the pieces around the offensive line are able to do their jobs well enough that you can take some time for them to kind of find their way as you start trying to play your best ball down the stretch.
Talking to Bucky Brooks, Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to go back to Henry if we can. And, like, is he just such a freak that the fact that he's 30 and has got all those carries under his belt, that doesn't matter? We're going to see prime Derrick Henry this year?
I mean, it matters. Like, obviously, it matters just because, like, the sheer volume of carries that he's had. But I think you're encouraged because of how physically fit he is, what he's done. He's been relatively healthy for most of his career. And you get the sense that the Ravens have a plan to kind of manage his load until they get down to what we call money times, the last part of the season, where they kind of the weather turns and you kind of need to start leaning on the running game more. If they can kind of keep him fresh over the fourth part of the season so he can be a big impact player down the stretch, I think the Baltimore Ravens will kind of be going according to script when it comes to why they brought him in and what he could offer them as a playoff piece.
Well, let's go to the Ravens' rival in the AFC North, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it sounds like they're really in the mix with Brandon Ayuk. That trade hasn't been made official yet. But how are you viewing the Steelers heading into the year, and especially at the quarterback position? Who do you see as their starter?
Look, I think the Steelers are always dangerous. I think that division is always one that is tightly contested. And when you think about Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, we have a very talented roster, so the wins are going to be hard to come by. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin has a unique ability to take a team where they are when they're struggling and kind of figure out how to do enough to get them over the top. This year is different because the quarterback situation kind of is up in the air. Russell Wilson was expected to be the starter, but he's missed so much time that it kind of left the door cracked for Justin Fields. Justin Fields didn't necessarily seize it with his performance in week one of the preseason, but there's been a lot of positive buzz from from his teammates about what he could do. I mean, ultimately, they go as the quarterback goes. And if one of those quarterbacks finds a way to just give them competent play, they're going to be in the mix to win a lot of games, and they're going to push to be 10, 11, win 10.
Bucky, you talk about the quarterback and the team goes where they go. You look at Cleveland a year ago, and Deshaun Watson gets hurt. Joe Flacco gets up off the couch and leads them to the playoffs. Are you buying that Deshaun Watson can get back to the guy he was in Houston? Because we really haven't seen it in Cleveland.
Yeah, 4 years is a long time, right? That's a lot of rust to knock off from being a Pro Bowl caliber player, even though he dominated three of the first 4 years that he was in Houston. Ken Dorsey, new offense coordinator, maybe new ideas, new concepts, new process works out better for Deshaun Watson than it did when Kevin Stefanski was in charge. Look, I think a lot of pressure is on Deshaun Watson. He got the big contract, but he certainly hasn't played up to it. Only he knows if he can kind of do enough soul searching and deep digging to kind of unlock parts of his game that we haven't seen in the last 3 or 4 years. Look, man, I think I can't even say he's on the hot seat because the guarantees and his contract, but I would say that the pressure is certainly heating up around him and his people, because there was a lot expected of him and he certainly hasn't delivered.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're speaking to Bucky Brooks. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Bucky, elsewhere in the AFC, the Texans were the biggest surprise in the conference last year. DeMeco Ryans, rookie head coach, rookie quarterback with C.J. Stroud. They brought in Stephon Diggs, among other moves. Could that be a team ready to take the next step and compete for this conference?
Potentially, right now, everything is on them, right? Like, they're the hype bunnies. Everybody loves them. They love what C.J. Stroud has been able to do. And look, rightfully so. He was Offensive Rookie of the Year. He looked like a 10-year veteran when he played the position. He maybe surprised people because, look, the second overall pick isn't supposed to kind of play like that at quarterback. But he got it. And they upgraded the cast around them. Stephon Diggs comes over as a third receiver to give them another weapon opposite Nico Collins and Tank Dell. Joe Mixon is an underrated addition, bringing him in to be the bell cow running back. Defensively, Daniil Hunter coming over to give them another pass rusher to really complement what is a solid defense with Derek Stingley and Jalen Petrie and others. This is a really, really good team. The trick will be, how much did they celebrate their success last year, and can they quickly move beyond it to get to the business of playing ball this year?
Bucky, last year the second pick in the draft, C.J. Stroud, turned out to be better than Bryce Young, the first pick. Could we see that again this year? Are you buying Jaden Daniels, or are you confident that Caleb Williams could be the guy?
I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan, and if we go back and we look at like the predictors of quarterback success, one of the things that Bill Parcells used to lean on is four-year graduates, guys that were starters for three seasons, guys who completed hit certain benchmarks when it comes to completion percentage. Well, when I look at Jaden Daniels, 54 starts in college is significant. When you think about what Brock Purdy was able to do with 49 starts in his collegiate career, you begin to understand that there's some maturity, there's some advanced knowledge that comes with playing that many snaps in college. And, you know, he has the it factor because he's a dual threat playmaker who can really explode as a runner, as a passer. We've heard people talk about the buzz come out Commanders camp. Like, I think he's real, man. I think ultimately, man, it's going to be interesting to see how he stacks up to Caleb Williams, not this year, but in 2-3 years when we're looking back at a position.
Bucky, a team that we've talked about a lot on this show are the Chargers. And we know that Jim Harbaugh, he wins everywhere that he goes. But is this a situation where he might take some lumps his first year in L.A. and maybe it's going to be a year or two before he turns it around?
Maybe, but I think a lot of it just kind of depends on how healthy is Justin Herbert over the course of the season. And then if he's healthy, then it just opens up the pass game where they can be balanced in those things. But when you hear about the injury to his foot, not Liz Frank, but has some Liz Frank elements, man, that's it makes you think he's going to have to struggle with that for a while. But if he comes back and plays, and he plays at a level that he traditionally plays, the Chargers are going to be in the mix. It's just a matter of can they close the gap on the defending back-to-back world champs. That's what everyone is chasing, but few have been able to do it.
Bucky, before I let you go, finish with this. What's Jerry Jones doing? Like, we know the cost of CeeDee Lamb because there's comps. So, like, we know the cost of Dak Prescott because there's comps. Why is he dragging this out and potentially alienating two of his best players?
I have no idea, man. I kind of feel like all of these things should have been done in pecking order. Like, don't let the quarterback get to the last year of the deal. Like, find a way to do it. But he's always made Dak negotiate and haggle for his contract, and so that's par for the course. With the other guys, I mean, you knew you had to pay top-of-the-market prices for those guys. And so with CeeDee Lamb, they should have done this deal sooner rather than later. And I know CeeDee probably wanted to wait to see what Justin Jefferson was getting so he could get $1 more. But now that everyone knows what the market is, pay CeeDee Lamb what the market says. If you believe he's a top-five quarterback, top-five pass catcher, then you got to pay him that. And Michael Parsons is coming down the pike. You're going to have to pay him. So you're talking about the Cowboys potentially looking at the highest-paid quarterback, wideout, and pass rusher in the game. Look, they should be so lucky. We should be so lucky to have that. But they're going to have to pay a pretty coin. That's what happens when you draft well.
Bucky Brooks from NFL Network. Also, check out the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Bucky, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.